Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Sarah Heiner. Bottom Line Publications is their company. I need the website, Sarah.
BottomLineInc.com, the gateway to our content, to our videos, to our podcasts, to our blogs, to products, our store.
Check it out, folks. Twice a month, right, the publication.
Bottom Line Personal twice a month, Bottom Line Health once a month.
Once a month.
And the annuals once a year.
Once a year, of course. So check it out. So we're talking about things that are in the personal publication, Bottom Line Personal. And this segment we're going to talk about angry people and agreeable people. And I'm kind of both.
I don't want to do that.
Sometimes I'm both of those people, Sarah.
Yeah.
In the same hour. So let's talk about the angry people. Angry people need more sleep. What's that all about?
Well, sleep deprivation can make you kind of cranky, right? And a little short-tempered. So there was a study that was done, and they adults, half the people had normal sleep, and half the people had reduced sleep, like, you know, got half the amount of sleep that they should. And I'm not talking like 6 versus 7 hours of sleep. I'm talking like 4 hours, like if you really are sleep deprived.
Right.
And then they gave them tasks to do, but they had all these like distracting noises going on in the background. And shockingly, the people that were sleep deprived were so irritable, couldn't handle doing the tasks.
Right.
With the noise going on in the background.
Hmm.
So, you know, and this, I won't say this is rocket science. Everyone's sitting there listening going, duh. Well, but you need to attend to it, because if you're sleep deprived, there are actually a lot of health implications of not.
Lots of health implications.
Anger is the least of it, right? So you have heart disease risk. You have more inflammation, which leads to all sorts of chronic ailments. But, you know, like your kids, when the kids got cranky and you said, look, do you want a nap?
Take a nap, yeah.
Grown-ups, same thing we were talking earlier about, the power of naps.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't get enough sleep, watch your temperament. Watch it. You know, don't go pick a fight with your spouse or your kids. You know, just be aware of it, because you are going to be a little more sensitive.
Well, and if people say to you, you know, why are you so grumpy? Why are you being grumpy today? You know, you might want to not be in denial. You might want to say, well, I didn't realize you were, because sometimes you don't realize that you are. I'm such a wonderful human being. I can't imagine anybody would think I was ever angry or grumpy, Sarah.
I can't imagine.
Yes,
no,
it's not even possible. So what about
the
agreeable?
Well, the other thing is that Americans, we wear a badge of honor for getting a little bit of sleep. Like we think it's a great thing to be proud of, that we're sleep deprived, that we overworked, that we overpartied, whatever it is. But all that is hurting ourselves on the
That's
other
right.
side.
That's right. So what about, you also have something on agreeable people this month.
So agreeable people, you know how they say nice guys finish last?
Yeah.
Well, nice guys finish poorest as well. That people that...
So that explains a lot. That explains a lot in my life.
Right, because you're so generous. So the more agreeable that people are, the more inclined they are to give their money to people.
Give stuff away, yeah.
And even possibly giving it to people that are not necessarily deserving,
yeah.
Because the nice guy doesn't want to say no, or the nice guy has such an open heart,
mm-hmm.
to want to help all of their, you know, everybody and everybody. Interestingly, the most agreeable teens, when they scored as teens, had the worst financial outcomes later in life.
Wow.
Now, who are these agreeable
people?
That's really
sad research, isn't it?
It is sad research, but if you go underneath that, who are these agreeable people? A lot of these people came from very troubled homes. They were the peacekeepers in their homes.
But it also, I wonder if part of this research should have also indicated whether they were happier or not.
Well, you know, research, they only look at one thing at a time.
But you know what I'm talking about? You know,
yes.
Agreeable people who when you're a generous person, that means you live your life in the concept of abundance, not lack. You know what I mean? And abundance doesn't mean that you've got a lot of stuff. It means that that's the world you live in. You want that to be the world around you. And those people, I think, are happier.
I agree with you. I think any of this is multifaceted, right? You really can't. You know, we'll have little snippets in the publication, and we'll have big, long articles in the publication. And when we report on studies on this, there's always other factors involved.
Right.
So I agree with you that very often agreeable people are happier. On the other hand, we did another story recently about how self-destructive it can be if you're excessively nice or agreeable, because you're not taking care of yourself.
Well, you're so busy being a pushover. Others. And being agreeable are not necessarily the same thing. Hey, Sarah, I got to wrap it up.
Right.
I need the website. Need the website one more time.
BottomLineInc.com.
Good job today. Come back soon. Sarah Heiner.
Anytime, always.
She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.